This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Earlier this week, I went up to Lawrence, the old college stomping grounds, because my dear friend Riley Gaines was in town as part of Turning Points USA's college tour. I had the opportunity to sit down with her for an exclusive interview. It was so great to see her again. We'll play a little bit of that interview for you now.
Roddy, thank you again. It's so nice to see you again. And in the liberal bastion, I went to KU, by the way. So this is the UC Berkeley of the Midwest. So I'm warning you. I hope you're ready for it.
I had no idea, right? I think you have in your mind that these conservative states, right? I know you guys have a liberal governor, but these conservative states, for the most part, are, you know, bastions of freedom. But what I've seen pretty much across the board, especially these academic institutions, it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't even matter if you're on a Christian campus, like a smaller private school. It doesn't matter if you're at Cal Berkeley. It's all the same. They've been totally infiltrated by activists.
Oh, absolutely. And KU, I know from my own time here, KU is without a doubt one of the most liberal you're going to find. So hopefully the crowd is happy tonight. I know the folks out front that I talked to earlier were not too happy to have you here, but I'm happy to have you here. So speaking of college campuses, I do want to ask you, I just saw earlier this week, you went back to the University of San Francisco where you had that lovely warm reception a while ago. How was the reception this time around?
Well, as you could probably imagine, of course, the protest, the people who, I mean, want to throw me off a bridge, they still exist. And they're rearing their head, right? Like, I think most people are under the impression, maybe believe, that with Donald Trump back in office, all of this is over. These protesters are relentless, the people on the other side. And when I say the other side, I don't even really mean that in a political partisan way. I mean the other side of common sense, right? Mm-hmm. But that being said, the support was tenfold in comparison to 2 years ago. And I think that speaks to the shift that we have seen amongst the general public, how people are just more bold and more willing to put their face to something like this. Because again, 2 years ago, people wouldn't show up because they were scared to be associated with even being there, with even asking questions, with being curious, with wanting to learn about what was happening. It was, you know, effectively suicide for them in terms of their social circles and you know, their academic opportunities, whatever it is, career opportunities. They were terrified of being there. That wasn't the case this time.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And I think you're right. I think people are finally, not only are they waking up to the resistance, but they're waking up to letting their voices be heard. And they're willing to step out and say, no, this is wrong. And you're seeing it more and more. I noticed you're starting to use the hashtag boycott. And we're seeing it more and more. I mean, we saw the disc golfer who stepped away, you know, the fencer who actually wouldn't compete. We're finally starting to see more and more of these courageous women who are saying, no, I'm not going to compete against a biological male. We're going to have to see more of that, aren't we, sadly?
Sadly, I believe so. This movement that I've dubbed as, boycott, with emphasis, of course, on the word boy there. It's just the most effective way to say no. Enough is enough. I'm not even going to allow you to discriminate against me on the basis of my sex. I think it's what we need to see. We've seen it in volleyball, right? You think of the Mountain West Conference, those five teams.
Right.
Boise State, University of Wyoming, Utah State, Southern Utah, and University of Nevada at Reno all weren't willing to play against San Jose State University. We saw the West Virginia girls, right? These were middle schoolers who in track and field, actually in shot put, a boy is about to throw with them, and these girls, they get up in the circle and they act like they're going to throw, and then they walk out. We saw Stephanie Turner, the fencer. We've seen Abby Wilson, the disc golfer. It's a growing movement, and truthfully, John, I wish I had this courage when I was competing, when I was faced with this issue. I didn't. I really didn't. But of course, I've grown. I've evolved. I'm so much more secure in my stance and understanding. Again, there's nothing to apologize for in standing for reality, standing for women. I didn't realize that at the time. So I think these women are incredibly brave and courageous.
It's sad that they have to do that, though. That's the one thing that every time I see these, I admire them, I'm proud of them, and yet I feel sorry for them that they have to take that stand, because it's unfortunate. I mean, they're giving up their opportunities for scholarships, for advancement, for trophies, for whatever, but at least they're taking a principled stand. It's just sad that they have to do that.
There are so many people who failed them to allow it to get to that point, right? If you're looking at the young girls, again, like the West Virginia girls, their parents, their coaches, the athletic director, the principal. I mean, you could point fingers all day long. When 13, 14-year-old girls have to bear the burden of defending themselves, again, that's a tragic scenario. And it's easier said than done. I see a lot of people on social media who are conservatives, who are on our side on this issue, who are frustrated when girls don't boycott. Look, it is so much easier to say, you know, just step down, just don't compete, than to actually do it. Like, these girls have dedicated their entire lives, in most cases, to be able to compete, to be able to succeed. And again, I know, speaking in my own personal experience here, that national championships, it was the culmination of my career. It was the pinnacle of our sport. It's the fastest meet in the world. It's not easy to ask a girl to just step down and not compete, although I wish it was. It's not.
Well, and it's not only the principals and leaderships in universities. Look at what happened in Congress recently. The United States Senate, not a single Democrat would step up and vote for a bill that just protected and codified women's sports.
But then they show up the next day. It was the joint address to Congress the next day, which I was watching from the gallery. And the day after 45 U.S. Democratic senators vote no in opposition of protecting women and girls in sports, you have all of them, all of the women at least, in Congress and Senate, show up wearing pink to symbolize how they defend women's rights.
Yes.
Which was remarkable to me. The gaslighting that they are projecting, they are banking on the American people being, number one, uninformed, and number two, too lazy to do their own research. And unfortunately, there are a lot of Americans who fall into that category. But I see right through it. These people don't defend women. They can't even define what a woman is. How can you defend what you can't even define?
That's true.
They hate women, quite frankly.
Speaking of women's sports, I have to ask you about what we're seeing right now overseas, across the pond, so to speak, the Women's Pool Billiards Championship. Again, women's, and the two competitors are both biological males.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
They really took "Made the Best Man Win" to like a whole new level. Yeah. Here. I mean,
you'd think this was a Benny Hill skit or something.
Truthfully, it is like the first thought that I had. Honestly, you want to laugh at it. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, why am I laughing at this? Like, real people, real women are being affected. There are real consequences here that women are having to bear. But you laugh because it's like a South Park episode.
Yes.
It's like a Babylon Bee headline. And I just pictured it in my head. You know, both of these men got to the final and were pissed that they were competing against another man. They're like, dang, I thought I was going to have the opportunity to trample on some women here. So, again, it's almost so ironic that it's funny. But again, to remember, like, there are real women who are losing out on prize money. And I've seen people tweet or post or whatever it is saying, you know, even again, people on our side who say, look, well, there's not really a safety concern here. There's no advantages that men possess over women in pool or billiards. Look, so long as there is a woman's category, it should be reserved women. For women.
Yeah.
If you want to have a separate conversation about making it gender neutral or making it co-ed or mixed sport or whatever, that's a separate discussion. But so long as there's a woman's division, it should be only for women.
It's still an opportunity, be it for scholarships or prize money or a Wheaties box or whatever. It should be. And again, it's a matter of respect. It's a matter of dignity and opportunity. And that's why, you know, you mentioned earlier when we first started about this still being a battle that we have to fight. And I think some people are getting complacent. You know, heaven forbid Kamala Harris won that election, because Lord knows what she would do. But here we've got congressional elections coming up not too long. We'll have a presidential election in 3 years. And that's all it's going to take is for us to lose ground. We may have won a battle, but the war still rages, right? It won't take anything for us to lose ground, and they'll be right back at it.
Well, number one, if Kamala Harris had won on November 5th, I genuinely, truthfully, from the bottom of my heart, believe we would be in World War III right now. And yeah, to your point, look, the reason they've been able to acquire every inch of the public square in the way that they have, including, of course, our government, media, entertainment, Hollywood, corporate America, academia, like the list goes on. I mean, healthcare, it doesn't matter. They've acquired every inch of the public square, the Democrats have. It's because they have laid the groundwork over decades.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are under the assumption that, you know, over the past 5 years, they've really been able to succeed with all of this. It's been going on so much longer than 5 years. It's been decades they've laid this groundwork. That's why it's the same groundwork that allowed them to carry out the actions and the manipulation that we saw with COVID. It's the same thing with the gender ideology movement. So many parallels in terms of the emotional blackmail, the manipulation, coercing people to, again, ignore what they know to be true, what they know to be reality, in both cases actually biological reality. So while it's great that we're seeing the Trump administration really do a lot of exposing and highlighting the problems, it's really just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, it is so nice to see you again. You know, I love having you on and folks at the center, which I'm just so proud of you. I remember when you were just starting this fight and what you've been able to do. What's next? Are you going to run for office or something? I mean, when am I going to get to see you on a ballot or something? I'm just so proud of what you've been able to do. I notice, again, you're wearing the XX is not equal to XY t-shirts. I know you've got that. What's next on your playbook?
You know, it's such a good question, because I feel like I've approached that question, you know, what's next for you, pretty selflessly over the past few years. Because
yes, you got married. Like, that was one.
Getting married, you know, like all of the things. But it's like wherever I need to be, I'm there. But now, again, like I feel like we're in a place where now we at least have the ability to have impact. So it is like I get to kind of look at this now, like, what do I want to do? You mentioned running for office. I don't think I'm that, like, clinically insane yet. I think you do have to be like a level of clinically insane to run for office.
Or a narcissist, and you're not that much of a narcissist.
Totally. God bless the good people who do, because we absolutely need them. But you know, I don't know if that's for me yet. Truthfully, I think the next step for me is family. I think that's where me and my husband go. We've been married for 3 years. Of course, still fighting this fight and the subsequent battles that come with it. My husband and I, we've been dealing with the battle of immigration, given the fact that he's from across the pond. of course, legal immigration. So have been kind of immersed into that space. The battle of school choice is another one that I feel very passionately about, being a voice for the unborn. Again, another cultural battle that I just feel so passionately about. So, of course, there are still, I mean, I will continue to be an activist. Because truthfully, I think we need more activists on our side. Again, the side of common sense, the side of sanity. So I'll continue doing that, and we'll see where that leads.
Well, I love you. It's so good to see you again, and we'll keep in touch. And maybe the next time you make a swing through the Midwest, we'll have to follow you to that one as well.
I'm there. Thank you. You're the best.
It is always fun to sit down with her, and what's so sweet is just her genuine, how genuine she is and how sweet she is. If you're interested in connecting with her, you can always follow her on X at Riley_Gaines. And of course, at the Riley Gaines Foundation, which I'm so proud of her for what she's been able to do there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.